buddies. You're listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF. And we just heard from a wacky man from Calgary. His name is Chad Van Galen. And Chad made a song, that's right, about a samurai sword that he borrowed from a friend, misplaced. He's trying to describe it to you so that you can return it to him if you find it. So that's what the song is about. And it was recorded using pipes in his basement, which sound like a xylophone of some sort. Yeah, pretty interesting. He's also a cartoonist. He does his album covers. He gardens. That's what the album's about. It's called World's Most Stressed Out Gardener, which came out last year. And yeah, he describes in detail how what grew in his garden, what didn't. Apparently the peppers didn't do very well. And he likes to get down on his knees and eat right off the vegetable stalk. So there you go. Chad Van Galen, long-running indie weirdo. God bless him. And we heard before that from... Let's see. Can we get our stuff together here? Oh, we heard from Nomo. Nomo, a instrumental big band from Ann Arbor, Michigan, which I love one of their albums. Never heard that one, even though it came out way back in 2009. But there you go. Invisible Cities was the record. The song we heard was Ma. Very, very horn-based. Saxophone especially. And yeah, Afrobeat vibes in there too. Nomo, N-O-M-O. The song was Ma. And before that, we heard from a band from Benin, from Ouida. They are Les Frères Nangi. And yeah, that's some folk music, some called voodoo music, I suppose. They play it for voodoo festivals and all sorts of gatherings down there. And the band, yes, currently active, playing a lot of shows. So if you go to Benin, next time you gotta check the Frères Nangi. The song was Kan Massa. Yeah, and I recorded one of the percussionists in that band. I recorded him a little bit when I was there and making some songs. So yeah, I'll share that with you one of these days. I really want to make some polyrhythmic electronic music. That's one of my ideas. So yeah, moving on to something next. We got more Canadiana for you. By the way, still playing in the background. If you're wondering what's that ambient goodness, this is a compilation album benefit for Ukraine to raise money for Save the Children, which is a charity. So this is an album on a label called A Strangely Isolated Place, which was put together by a U.S. label in collaboration with Energostatic, a Ukrainian digital electronic label. So this album you can find on Bandcamp at astrangelyisolatedplace.bandcamp.com. You can choose how much you want to donate. All proceeds go to charities. And there's many albums. If it's not quite your vibe, yeah, find something and definitely go into a good cause. So there you go. The song right now is called Ray Me by A Quick. Now coming into the foreground. Fading back away into the clouds. So, we're going to hear next from Charlotte Day Wilson of Toronto. She came onto the scene in 2016 with the release of her debut EP on CDW. Yes, that was still a thing back then. And yeah, she's collaborated a lot with Bad Bad Not Good, fantastic Toronto neo jazz band, and just got the silkiest, smoothest R&B voice in all of T.6. So her new album Alpha, which came out last July, I haven't heard it yet. I'm catching up on some things. So we're going to hear a song called Mountains. This is Charlotte Day Wilson on Wandering Rhythms Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, CJSF Radio.
Thank you. place before. A color blinded, senseless sight to see. When it rains, only rains on me. Where were you when I was frozen? Drenched in white stone, it was cold. And I'd have been ashamed and opposed to fire. But still I do everything you require. So what can I say? But I'm hoping the hour will still turn to golden. We will see the sun as it's supposed to be, shining straight through to you and me.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that gong really hits you in the solar plexus, right? That was Gamelan Music, the amazing, unique sound of Indonesia. But that band is based in Santa Barbara, California. They're called Gamelan Sinar Surya, so an arts organization dedicated to preserving, teaching, and performing traditional gamelan music. Yeah, I think they're a work in progress. The real, like, people have been playing it their whole lives in Indonesia, man. It sounds like, well, let's say it can be a lot faster than that, and just almost hypnotizing the way there's some fast rhythms going on at the same time as halftime rhythms, and it's just changing tempo. Well, yeah, anyway, gamelan, gotta love it. I once played the gong in a gamelan group for short period of time, but there you go. Two gongs, double gongs, in different notes that give it this like whooshing feeling. So the song we heard was Silanting from their new album, Traditional Gamelan Music of Malaysia, which came out just a few weeks ago, March 8th. That's right. Before that, we heard from a band from Thessaloniki, Greece, which I learned years ago, and perhaps I'm still correct, it's the second biggest city in Greece. The band Naxatras, N-A-X-A-T-R-A-S. That was some good old prog rock for you, but it's new, came out this February. The album 4 and the song Reflection Birth. There's a wizard on the cover. Yes, very much prog music. There you go. That's that. Before that, we heard Charlotte Day Wilson out of Toronto, the song Mountains from her new album, Alpha.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
This is Bird Note. As a flight of tundra swans passes overhead on a winter day, their voices swell in a kind of wild music.